And now Siouxland Public Media's Steve Smith talks with Ryan Haskins of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra about the upcoming season.
Maestro Haskins is back in Siouxland for the fall and the brand new season. We are well into the hundreds now, Ryan. What season is this?
106. Hard to imagine, but it's thrilling to arrive at this point.
And you are going into your dozenth year, is that right?
That's the proper English, I believe. Yep, that's true. Yeah, another milestone for me personally. And as I've been saying, you know, it's just reflective of this fantastic relationship that I have, not only with the orchestra, but of course the community. So.
Yeah, and it's great to have you here. We're proud of the orchestra. I think I'm speaking on behalf of the community
here.
We think you're doing.
You hand me the key here soon.
the key to the city, exactly. Well, let's talk about us. The first concert of this coming year. It's Saturday night at the Orpheum. That's kind of a given. And you've got a guest artist and a piece that's not performed all that much.
Yeah, the composer, Florence Price, was born late 1800s, died mid-50s. This work, the Piano Concerto in One Movement, was written around 1932-ish. Amazing story, obviously, because of the fact that she was a female in a very male-dominated world in classical music and composition. That presented some difficulties and challenges for her career. She was also an African American, which added to this. And so the history is a very celebrated premiere of this work with the Chicago Symphony, actually, just because a couple of people there believed in what she was doing. She was extremely talented. She actually attended the New England Conservatory only after applying as a Mexican, because anything at that point was better than being black. So she had this incredible premiere in Chicago, and then her music was gone.
When was this premiere approximately?
Around the 30s, so 33, 34-ish, around that time. And then we didn't really hear about her. She wrote almost 300 works, and suddenly, a few decades later, her music was rediscovered in a cardboard box in someone's dusty attic, which had turned out to be her sort of summer home in the suburbs of Chicago. And this included a collection of really significant works for Florence Price. One of those works was the Piano Concerto in One Movement. Great, however, there are parts being missing. And so a composer took that on and pieced the concerto together, and it started to come back. It's only within the last year and a half, where the original score was actually found. So now we have the real voice, the true voice of Florence Price coming through this work.
So this is kind of like Schubert's symphony, where people go and they add the last movement, going on themes of what this is, what this person did.
Precisely. And a great, you know, great talent to bring all of that together. But now we have really what her voice was, and the significance of that, the significance of the Sioux City Symphony being able part of this essentially re-premiere, or whatever you would call that, of
a remiere?
This, yeah, let's call it. Let's go. Of this,
get it on a T-shirt.
Yeah, right. Of this amazing work, and to hear her true voice. You know, contemporaries, Gershwin, of course, wrote his piano, his Rhapsody in Blue, sort of within the same decade as when she was writing. Of course, his music survived for obvious reasons. Because he was a white dude.
Living in New York and
right,
around Music Central.
Exactly. But I mean, you know, Gershwin, even Copland, even elements of Dvorak all reminisced about bringing these elements of spirituals and cultural music into their works. But actually we have someone who lived it and whose ancestry was it. And we hear that through her voice, which is incredible. This movement, even though it's in this concerto, even though it's in one movement, is divided into three sections. One, a very romanticized, almost Brahmsian sound at the beginning. This middle section is this spiritual, beautiful, sorrowful, spiritual. And the last is actually an old dance, juba, with this old sort of period dance that blacks would have danced at that time. So it's an incredible tour de force of this woman's work. And Michelle Ken, who is the artist that we brought to town, teaches at the Philadelphia, in Philadelphia at the Kurz Institute of Music, is an incredible artist. And she is really a driving factor in bringing this concerto to the public.
And this is one of her kind of signature pieces.
It is. And she, you know, she's been instrumental in bringing her, being an African-American herself and a female who, you know, even at a young age has witnessed struggles and, you know, disadvantages because of those elements. Unfortunately, she has a story of her own to tell. And as soon as I saw her give this premiere with Philadelphia, I knew that I needed to have her here to share this specific work with our communities that we serve. So it's going to be a beautiful opening to this evening.
And there's another piece on, there's on
another
the program
small
as well.
Piece, yeah. Well, back in March of 2020, when everything shut down, we were in mid-preparation for the Seventh Symphony of Beethoven, not to mention all of the challenges of shutting down. But that was a big one right off the bat.
We still have tickets in the desk out front.
Do
that
you?
We did not. We're
good.
Not able to give
we'll
away
be auctioning
that.
Them on eBay later. Anyway, yeah, so this was turning into be an incredible performance, and the orchestra was just we were feeling the spirit for sure of Beethoven in these rehearsals, and we're so looking forward to it, and then we weren't able to perform, so we're bringing it back. So this opening night, we'll revisit that. It is one of the greatest reunions in town. We've been off since our last time we was an orchestra together was February of 2020.
Right.
So it's going to be an emotionally charged evening.
Yeah, because this past spring, you'd perform with sections within the orchestra.
Right.
So this will be the first time
it is the best reunion ever, and not to mention bringing the music of Florence Price and Beethoven to it. It's going to be a night that people will not want to miss.
Okay, well, it is the concert. Is there a pre-concert talk, anything like that?
There is, not? Yeah. We get back to that as well. So I'll start a pre-concert talk at 6:45, and then concert begins at 7:30.
All right, we've been talking to Maestro Ryan Haskins. They will be performing, he will be conducting the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra this Saturday night. It's a 7:30 showtime, unless you want to show up early and hear Maestro talk about what's going on. It's music of Price and Beethoven. It's this weekend at the Orpheum Theater. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Steve Smith.